to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Yes, we've all been stuck behind you, sir, wondering aloud, is he going to turn here? No. Maybe the next? No. Then maybe... No.
You're gonna cause a five-car
perhaps, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, you are simply on a personal mission to drive around the entire globe slightly to the left.
I'd honk my horn, but you wouldn't notice.
Apparently, you don't notice anything.
Maybe you'll notice this obscene gesture, yeah.
You believe a left turn signal should be left on, and your right turn signal feels so right, you never shut it off. And so we dub you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Oh, he must be turning here. Nope. Oh, here. No. Turn!
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning, here are your fucking hosts. It's Thursday, October
24th. Woo! Out of the gate with an F-bomb. It's going to be a good morning, people. We're in love. Sam and I are just totally in love all the time. Can't you tell?
Yeah. We like language. That's what we like. That's what we do here. We deal with language.
Pretty much, right?
Yes.
I mean, from their end.
We're cunning linguists, let me tell you.
Cunning linguists.
Yes.
That's a very, that was very SAT vibe, which I didn't really do great on. So.
No.
Yeah, 1 point
you.
For
never you. Heard of the cunning linguist?
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, whatever that means. I mean, did you do good on your SAT?
What it means.
Did you do good on your SATs?
I don't remember what I did on my SATs. In fact, I don't think I took any.
Oh, really? You know what? That's just like, to me, that's like why it's like don't step on a scale. Like, do your jeans fit or not? Don't step on a scale. It's like, you know what? If you don't need to take your SAT, just don't do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I went to college, but I don't remember taking it. I think it's because I was a foreign student or something, and they never made me, They never made me take the test. So,
really?
Yeah, I went to college without it.
Well, see, there you go. That's like the whole point. It's like, do your jeans fit? Who cares what size you are, right?
Right.
I mean, how much you weigh? Did you get into college? Are you living a successful life that you want to live?
Yes,
there you go. Who
absolutely.
Cares about the SAT?
Exactly. How did you do? Did you do well?
No. It depends on the scale you look. I always look at stuff like this. I always
depends on the scale.
Well, because
there's
always,
only one fucking scale.
Well, let me tell you the way I think of things. I'm like, for not studying, I'm kind of a badass. Like, I've passed tests that I never read the book.
Uh-huh.
Like, I went to
that's
one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I always look at it like I'm kind of a badass, but that's really nothing to brag about because you should have just did your damn work and got an A.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, remember one time I got back from summer vacation and I took, it was my first, like, AP, like, advanced class. And it was English. And the teacher was like, okay, now all those books you read over the summer, we're doing our first test on George Orwell's 1984. And I thought, oh, they were serious about reading these books? Like, I was like, it's summer break. Like, duh, I'm not going to read these books.
Right.
So I turned behind me to a girl sitting behind me. I said, quick, what's the story about? Tell me. She told me the plot, like, in literally 3 minutes, and I passed the test.
Really?
That's the kind of shit I brag about.
Yeah, that's
so
the kind of shit you should
SAT,
brag about.
So, the SAT, I came, I didn't have, like, the calculator, the right calculator. I think my pencil broke. And I
how fun.
And I didn't study. And I didn't.
You obviously were serious about college.
No. And then I passed. I mean, yeah. I didn't pass, but I got, like, a decent score, but nothing to brag about.
I see. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
I'm just trying to tell you guys.
That's your story with the
I'm
SATs.
I'm a genius in my own way. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm like the best, doesn't know anything, like, you know, rote memory kind of thing.
You just
quickly ingest it and then, you know.
Okay, well, you know, we don't get the facts right here, but at least the language is okay. So, you know, like
I'm just saying, you're sitting across from a freaking genius. You don't even realize it.
I never realized it, yeah, until today.
I'm glad to update you.
Yeah. Who's got how many scales do you think the SAT has?
Well, that
you
would
either
be,
fucking pass it or you don't.
It's not a pass, actually. It's a score.
I know.
And
I
then
know.
It's do you meet the requirements? And I had a decent score and yet did not study and or bring the right
materials.
But
you never really wanted to go to college, right?
I never wanted to go for like math or science, but I wanted to do like I had the dream of going to Juilliard. I wanted to do like a conservatory, a music conservatory. But I didn't grow up with like parental like fucking support.
Guidance,
yeah, they didn't talk to you about college. They were like, oh, they stopped giving us lunch money at 13. They're like, figure it out. So like a bar and quarters every day to go to go get a snack out of the freaking vending machine. Like, you know what I mean? I like owed so many people quarters in school because they just stopped giving. Like they just weren't there. I did have an aunt like who we're really close now who she was very influential, but it just there wasn't really that kind of guidance as far as you know when you're a teenager you really don't exactly know. That, you know, you need to start your sophomore year looking at schools and you apply your junior year and you need to, it's really those first, it's like you don't know those things without the help, I think, of parents. And so I ended up doing junior college for a little bit.
Yeah. With your childhood, I'm surprised you turned out okay, you know.
Look at that. Look at
that faith. For the most part. But you did well, yeah. Anyway, the laughter you're hearing in the background is our guest. Good morning to you.
Oh, I didn't even know I was on. I thought you had me off this whole entire time.
You were off
the
whole
time.
Oh, you
were,
but you can hear because it's going through yours.
Yeah,
Hello.
There you go. Good morning to
Hello.
You, Lauren. We have Lauren in the studio, and she is all the way from Universal City, which is about 2 fucking miles
Such
from here.
Such a far commute.
Yeah. Where do you live near there? I guess you...
Right across the way, I could spit on it if I wanted to. I don't.
Are you
sick?
But. Are you near the other side of the 101?
I'm right next to the LA Fitness.
Okay, because that's near the new Starbucks I started going to. Which
yes,
is
that's
like,
right across the way. I can definitely spit on there.
And you should, because there are some really crazy celebrities that go in there.
Yeah.
That's my new little spot.
Because
well,
nobody goes there.
Yeah, except
I mean,
for me.
Lauren, get closer to the mic so we can hear
there.
You. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, yes. I don't know. There's a few studios around there, I guess. But Forrest Whitaker bought me a coffee.
Nice.
We had a moment.
Yeah. That's a hookup.
She has a moment with a lot of celebrities, believe it or
I
not.
I do, actually.
And you,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I don't know if it's in your mind or what, but...
Well, next time it happens, maybe I can
take it.
Give
you the benefit of the doubt, you know?
You know, the next thing it happens, maybe I'll take a picture. I don't know.
No, you don't have to take a picture. I just want to see them take your phone number.
I wasted my time because you said celebrities go there. I should have been like, yes, I'm there all the time.
You should.
There you go. There you go.
Do you go to that Starbucks a lot?
I do.
And what do you think of that Starbucks?
Spinach feta wrap.
I know, spinach feta wrap.
Yummo.
It is. So how was your little experience in that pocket of living, that little area?
It's fine. It's absolutely perfect. I actually have a day job that I work.
Mm-hmm.
That's Henry's Hat right down the street.
Oh,
there's
right
a little
there.
Plug there.
Henry's Hat, isn't that like a fun...
Yeah, it's like a sports bar, tavern, but you play games.
Oh,
Scrabble,
how cool. Yeah.
So Twister.
Really?
Twister's a good time.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see you totally like cleaning house there.
Oh, yeah.
You got the down-to-earth girl, still hot, like, but are guys totally into that? Are you like, hey, I got your beers, and there's Twister.
Let's play it like this. I'm a little too old to be doing this, but it is what it is.
But you look young, so
there.
I don't know how old you are, so you don't
Thank
need to tell
you.
Me. But you look young,
Thanks.
So you can get away with that shit. And are you cleaning house because you get the older maturity, so you understand?
No,
the game.
It's a recession. Nobody's cleaning house,
okay.
Or they're only cleaning house.
Yeah, I tried to get a house cleaning job. Did you know I couldn't get a house cleaning job?
That sucks.
Do you know, I was like, okay, I'm ready to scrub your toilet. Let's hook this shit up.
And
did you find the?
Get that,
I couldn't
huh?
get a house cleaning job.
Did you find the people at Starbucks?
Did I try to do Starbucks?
No, did you find the people at Starbucks?
Oh, cleaning house?
Yeah, because you know that they probably have pretty big houses.
I probably could do that.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next trip.
Put a fresh spin on it, you know, like a cute little, let me make your cute house. No, they, a lot of Hispanic people work those jobs and they're not going to, it really is like, I was like, look, I got a strong back. Like I said, I'm the strongest out of all my friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, we wrestle and stuff. I beat all of them.
Yeah, I can't see you cleaning.
Hey, it's not like I want to see myself cleaning either.
You're
but
an
when
absolute
you,
know, mess.
But when you want to, you want to pay a bill or two, you're like, shit, give me the toothbrush, get
I'll
out of here.
I'll do anything, huh?
Just get the cameras out of here.
It's okay.
Like this
it's
never
just
happened.
A toilet.
Let's act like this never happened, people. You know, go in with a disguise, come out, whatever. It's hard. I know a friend of mine who does it, who's a comic, and it's just like, girl, she's OCD, so she kind of likes cleaning, which I hate it. Like, you know, that house would not look any better if I went in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get into cleaning no matter what.
Oh, I love it. I love cleaning.
Really?
I absolutely love it, but I can't cook for crap.
Really?
Nope. I'm a shitty cook. I burn boiling water.
Really?
Yep.
So you, but you know what? Cleaning's a good skill to have.
Good skill to have, especially when you want to get married, you know?
Like, I have something to bring to the table, people.
Yeah, I don't think that guys like messy girls a lot. I mean, they like them until they find out they're that messy and they're like, shit, you know? So I think it's good that you're clean.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely. Think guys like that.
Yeah, yeah. Messiness is not a turn on.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's just so hard to not be messy. I'm sorry. Like, I work, I mean, I make central areas of my house clean, like the living room, the kitchen. Like, I keep that stuff pretty under wraps. But
anywhere someone might see.
Yeah, but the closet, the bed, it's like, no.
Well, out of sight, out of mind.
That's my thing, you know? My roommate doesn't like it too much.
I mean, my closet isn't OCD organized. Mm-hmm. But there's not rotten cheese in it.
Good.
And yeah. I'm not talking.
Clothes are not strewn all over the floor and stuff. Good.
No, I'm not talking good. Rotten cheese.
That's an accomplishment right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the rotten cheese days, though.
Me too. I'm thinking to myself, is my mom listening? Because she will laugh hysterical at that.
Really?
No,
yeah,
I used to
throw things in my closet to clean. And one time she was cleaning, and there was literally a piece of cheese, you know, the Kraft cheese.
Right.
And it was rotten, but it looked like the fake cheese. Wow. You know the fake cheese you can buy for kids?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It looked exactly like that. It was just hard.
Yeah.
It looked the same.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Stuff that's processed like that lasts forever.
I know. It lasts forever, huh? That's pretty
hysterical,
scary.
Though.
You shouldn't be eating
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I know.
That's really funny.
I didn't eat that one.
That's the kind of food we buy. What can you do? You
yeah.
know?
Processed cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. No, I've had my... cheese days, you know, and I've had like the cup that you left out too long and then something grows on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
isn't all cheese processed though? I mean, how do they make cheese?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not processed where it doesn't
like
rot.
Like with additives.
Did you ever
and shit?
See that? There was
like
a
preservatives.
There was a video going around or the what not to eat about the McDonald's food. Mm-hmm. And there's a video that was just recently posted on Facebook that was the Big Mac and the fries and everything, and he put them in jars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after 6 months watching them rot.
Right.
And the fries at the end of the experiment looked the same.
Looked the same.
They actually
I heard
got thrown
about
out
that.
At some
yeah.
point, actually, because they couldn't deal with the disgustingness of
really?
It.
Really?
Well, I think the same thing with like a Twinkie, right? You just put a Twinkie on top of a TV and it just hangs out for 3 years.
But you know that
still
Twinkies
looking like a Twinkie?
Have a shelf life.
Well, so they say, but
no,
it's like a 10-year shelf life that the bad
no,
boy...
No, I mean, yes, technically. But I'm saying in general, the stores are required by law to take them off the shelf at a store.
Well, obviously, you know, with all food, I think they have to do that.
But it's an expiration date that's like a week long.
Really?
It's extreme, people. This is processed and extreme.
So it's a week long is supposed to be the Twinkie shelf life?
I think it's a week.
But we know it's like a 5-year shelf life.
Oh, yeah. Like, I could buy them, and my mom could buy them. My mom might still have them, actually.
Really?
My mom likes to keep things around for a really long time.
So, 5-year shelf life on a Twinkie.
Wow.
I mean, I'd eat it if I didn't have anything else going on.
So here's the question. If it has a 5-year shelf life, why are we not eating that and only that? Shouldn't it stay that way in our body, too? That's disturbing.
Well, you know, I don't think the thing...
Excuse me. It goes through your body, okay?
Well, no.
I mean, you've got the whole, like, you know, your stomach acid is, like, worse than battery acid. Like, it can probably digest a cement brick.
I know. That's why I kind of want to vomit on people.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Don't piss
that's
me
a good
off.
Hobby.
I will projectile vomit on you.
That's funny, actually. That'd be really good. That'd be like a really good thing. Hey, I had some bad sushi today, so
I'm not bulimic. I just like to vomit on people.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what they call that? There's a name for that. This guy
would know.
This guy get turned on by women throwing up on them.
How do you
heard
find
this
shit out, Sam?
I listen to Howard Stern.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what he said?
No, that he finds all kinds of people there. Let me tell you. Yeah. There's people that are into that.
So what about...
It's disgusting.
How about a guy...
He has a hard time finding chicks that will do it, though.
Here's the question. Yeah. If you're turned on by it, I get it. Everybody has their own, to each their own. Mm-hmm. But what happens? Do you just get excited or do you physically get aroused?
I'll bet they get aroused. My question is,
that
where
makes
does
you
it
want
start?
To vomit. Wait a minute. This is a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Where does something like this start, though? I mean, you know, what kind of a trauma someone has to go through to grow up and being turned on by something?
A lot
like
of it
this,
is childhood trauma. Like, my friend was reading psychology books and they do a lot of case studies, and one guy had to be under a car muffler to get turned on and ejaculate. And it had to do with that's where he was, like, molested repeatedly growing up. And so that was, like, his first sexual experience. So,
yeah.
you know, it's a sad thing. It's like, you know, if somebody's going around saying, hey, when you pull out your earwax, it really gets me going. I mean, they probably were molested with earwax. And I'm just saying it's sad. And,
it got
it's sad
flung
and,
on them.
Yeah, it's sad and nasty. And, you know, it, we shouldn't call it a fetish. We should call it like a psychosis and, you know, help them.
Maybe it was stemmed from something horrible, but they're choosing the thing that's the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the thing? They were molested like a normal person. And they don't want to go there. So instead, they're like, throw earwax on me. That's going to do it for me now. Because
yeah, it could be like, I don't want real sex.
I don't want you to penetrate me.
Yeah, so. I'd rather hang out with this rock for a second. In this rock. And yeah. It could be that. You know, I'm just saying, let's not call it fetish, even though it is fetish.
Okay.
But.
So talking about penetration.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
And we're there.
Where
you guys started
this
with F-bombs. I felt like I should introduce myself. Hi, I'm fucking Lauren Kelly.
Are you effing her?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm actually penetrating her at this exact moment.
Sounds good to me. I'm getting turned on. where are you originally from, Lauren? Are you from L.A.?
No.
No, huh?
The Bay Area, actually.
Oh, really?
She's actually from the area of where I'm doing this festival this weekend, which is kind of funny because on the map, it looks so kind of cute, quaint, and remote.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm actually from that area.
Yeah. It's great up there. People are great.
It's nice, but it's not as there's not a lot of action like here, huh?
Well, I mean, like if you want to get married and have babies,
yeah,
there's a lot of action.
Yeah.
I mean, me myself, not really for me, but
right.
Then again, neither is Los Angeles.
So you grew up there, and you decided it's too confining for you, too small for you.
Yeah, yeah. Junior college sucked, so I said, you know what? I'm gonna start auditioning for acting conservatories, and if I get in, that's where I'm going.
Oh, awesome!
So I got
in. So that's what you did.
Yep.
You came to L.A. to do that?
I came down here.
Uh-huh.
Never been here before and drove in my little Beetle. And
really? By yourself, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
Way too long.
Really?
Wait
so
a minute.
You've been here
Let's
a while?
Let's date myself. Chris Crott. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was in 99.
Oh, okay.
Or 2000.
So yeah. 10 years, about 10 years.
Yeah.
And do you like it here? I mean, you're still here.
I love the weather. I had to take a break, though. I went to New York City.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because this place was crazy, so I went to another crazy city.
Well, it's funny. She's like, needed a break from L.A., so I thought New York City. And that just help us with that, because I think it's fascinating.
It was the passion, the lack of passion in L.A.
Mm.
And I found that for sure, 10 times over.
Passion over what?
In the industry, in acting, in the arts, or passion in general.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel, honestly, I was looking into going anywhere when I left. I was looking into Brazil. I was like, forget it. I'm going to Italy, pasta. But realistically, I have family in New York, and my mom's from New York. And I can do my acting in New York.
Cool. And how long were you there?
Almost 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes.
What part of New York?
Kind
of.
Manhattan.
Oh, okay. So
I was in upstate Manhattan. Inwood is what it's called. I could spit on the Bronx, but I was on the island.
There you go. That's
damn it. I was on the island. I lived in Manhattan.
So you lived there from L.A. What was the difference like for you as far as, like, you said you're looking for passion, something that was more, you know, really getting to just focus on your craft and be, I guess, around people that are like-minded, that you fuel that energy.
Oh, yeah.
But then you've got the whole cultural differences and stuff. I mean, what did you find that you loved and then hated there?
Well, I mean, here's the question. If you're going to do something and you're not really sure if it's working, you try something new. So I went there. Yes, it's a hustle, not a bustle, which is the part that I didn't really relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an outdoorsy person, so I want my hikes.
Right.
I love Volkswagen, so I needed my car.
Mm-hmm.
But when you work hard, you get the benefits, all of them.
Right.
I mean, you work hard for someone, they're casting you in other things. And it's addictive, the energy there. It's like impossible not to work hard.
Right.
You know?
I have friends that say that. I've actually never been. I know it's like subhuman of me. But I have friends that are like, it's just, you know, you feel like you are just like, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And you get it. You just feel like you're working all the time.
All you have to do as a person to succeed, I think, at all in New York is get out of the house. Because you walk out and it's constant.
Right. There's already
action.
Boom,
boom, boom, boom.
Right.
So regardless, you're going to get stuff done.
Right, yeah.
And I love that. But at the end of the day, you know, you need your outlets. Anything you do, you have to have that break, that moment where you're like, okay, I'm sane, I'm a normal individual, right. and I need a break.
Right.
There was no break for me. Mm. I didn't have my hikes like here. Here I could just go on a hike, see a view, if
but,
it's not smoggy.
But you can go to Central Park and jog and shit, no?
Yeah, but there's too many people. I mean, it's not...
Right, that's true. You like to be in nature.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. It's about taking a break.
Right.
Even getting in my car. Mm-hmm. I can get in my car, and it's me in my little bubble, mm-hmm. literally.
Right.
And I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
There, you get on a train.
Mm-hmm.
You're surrounded by a million people.
Right.
And yeah, you put your iPod in.
Yeah.
But there's something strange about that, too.
Yeah.
I'm around you, but I'm not talking to you, because I don't know you.
Right.
And you're touching me, because we're sitting next to each other,
mm-hmm.
and I can smell you. And God, you reek.
Yeah.
But we're not talking. Do you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
it's awkward and weird.
Right.
Yeah.
And it takes a certain personality to want and deal.
Yeah. But you
and
know what? I
yeah.
think people learn to deal with people better when they live there. You know,
mm-hmm.
here people have no people skills, I think, you know. People stay in their cars, you know, they don't really care. Nobody looks at you. Nobody cares.
Well, it's
know?
Almost worse there. That's
yeah.
what I was saying is you are in the same place with these people, but
right.
you don't talk to them.
Right.
Well, I noticed that actually here, so I guess it's probably way magnified over
mm-hmm.
there. I noticed that when people are even just walking their job or whatever, they got their iPods on or even mm-hmm. at the coffee shop or whatever. And I mean, just the concept of this, everything's becoming self-contained where you don't want, it's like the less interaction, the better. You know what I mean? And yet it is, you take all these people that haven't trying to have their own individual experience and you put them in groups and it's just so weird, right?
Yes.
Everybody's like having their own... You know, there's not that communal or community or that, you know,
well,
feeling
have you
at
ever,
all.
Have you ever had that where you don't know somebody and something's wrong? I did it in the market once. I regretted it the second I did it.
What happened?
This broad's tag was out. Older broad. Older. Like
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
50s. Maybe even older.
Her, her tag was
maybe
out.
Maybe she was a smoker. Maybe, let's be fair. Maybe,
yeah.
maybe she was just a smoker. Anyway, her tag was out and
uh-huh.
I'm in front of her in the market.
Uh-huh.
So I just... instinctively reach up and tuck her tag.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, what? Karate chop, like looking at me, like, why are you touching me? I said, oh, I'm so sorry. Your tag was out. And I thought, what was I doing? But why is that so bad?
That
did
is
she
strange.
Did she like go,
that
oh, no big deal. Oh, thanks. Did she
no,
say that?
No, she was weirded out, which I would have been too if someone touched
yeah,
me. What
yeah.
was I thinking? But I was doing a nice
no,
thing.
No, see, I'd have been yeah. like, hey, a little to left. Because, see, I love a good touch. You know, I'll take it. I honestly, I do. I'm like always like, we're hosting a karaoke. By the way, get your karaoke shoes ready because we're hosting a gig. Anyway, long story short, I'm hosting at Oyster Bar Wednesday nights. Come there. Oyster Bar is Sherman Oaks. Karaoke. Anyway, we were there last night, and my roommate, I don't know what it is. I'm like, is there something freaking wrong with me? Like, am I, like, creepy or something? But I'm always, like, grabbing her arm fat and, like, squeeze, 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 squeeze. And then, like, a little squish pocket underneath the arm, mm-hmm. the back.
Yeah.
The back fat?
A little bit. But she's not fat at all. She's, like, thin. It's just pretty much skin. It's, like, skin. And it's, like, squeeze, 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 honk, honk, squeeze, 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 squeeze. And I constantly want to have my hand on somebody.
Right.
And squeezing them.
But that's you doing the squeezing. So you're the squeezer.
Yeah,
or
and
the
I know.
Squeezee.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I treat her like a stress ball or something. But I was just thinking about how much...
Seriously, get a beanbag.
I know,
okay?
Right? Come on, you know. But I was just thinking how it's... some people are very kinetic, and
mm-hmm.
I love touching people. I mean, I have friends that when I became friends with them, I'd like, play with their hair, whatever. Like, just walking by them, play with their hair. And I had this one friend. She's like, okay, just stop touching me. She's like, just touch my hair. She's like, touch me. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, you know what? Like 3 weeks later, I wore her ass down and like, I play with her hair all the time. And she's like, you're the only person I let touch me. And I just, you know, I kind of break people's defenses down. I like clobber them
I
with affection.
I think that's great.
I think it's great, too.
I don't
too.
Think people do that enough. I
don't either. I guess in public it is weird, but...
Well, I think it's
but
weird.
But I still do it in public.
I think it's weird in general. Just in... Even... I have a really, really wonderful friend who we went to the movies the other night. Saw a really great movie. P.S. The Social Network.
Was it? I heard it was good.
So good. But they made references in there like it being addicting and it is. Anyway, I digress. I had dirt under my nails because I did the mud run. I did the mud run.
A mud run? What's that?
Oh my gosh. You've never done a mud run?
No.
I
want to
do a mud run. What the heck?
It's amazing. It is. Gosh, I'm digressing all over the place, you guys. You people.
That's
okay.
Don't worry.
That's what we're here for.
The mud run is... 3.8 miles in Irvine.
Okay.
And it's a marathon run. You're timed. You have a number. But it's through the trenches of mud.
Really?
Literally.
It's 3.8 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're timed and, you know, but I really was just doing it to play in the mud, which is what we did.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So you get mud all over.
So I got mud
your nails.
Everywhere. Yeah. I wanted to keep the shoes, but I ended up throwing them out because there's just no way.
There's really? Just too much.
You yeah. can't. You
no,
can't
that's
get
not
it
so.
Out.
I've heard of Muddy Buddy. Have you heard of that?
No, but
it's kind of like a
probably similar.
It's
they have
like
a bunch of different
an
ones.
An eco type challenge, but tons of muds involved and you got yeah. a buddy. That's pretty self-explanatory. Muddy Buddy. Pretty much. Yeah. But no, that's
what if
cool.
you don't have a buddy then? Then you're just muddy?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they'll let you do it.
What a shame.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll let you do it. They've got a half marathon race going on this weekend. I'll be out of town. I thought about doing that. The
I
one
don't know.
In Griffith Park.
Running on flat ground is boring.
Oh, really?
I think if you throw some mud in the mix, you throw an obstacle.
Yeah.
I mean, I was crawling through the trenches. I have scrapes on my elbows that I didn't even know were there.
Really?
Until I took a shower and it was like, oh, it's burning.
So wait a minute, you're not just running, you guys have to go over stuff and under stuff or something?
Oh yeah, it's an obstacle, like everyone.
Oh, got it.
As soon
that's
as you start
really
running,
fun.
You're running on flat ground, everything's fine, mm-hmm. and then you come to this place where it's a mud puddle, but
really?
It's huge,
yeah.
and it's half of the road is,
wow.
is a yeah. mud puddle.
Wow, that's too messy for me.
It's awesome. Listen, if you make a choice to get messy,
right.
you should wear all white on
get
that's
messy
true,
too.
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
wear just
and
all
it's fine.
White.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like playing in the rain when you were a kid or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Muddy
Which
Buddy.
Is, if you set yourself up for
Do
it.
Do they tell you what kind of mud it is? Is there any specific grade of mud?
No.
I mean, do you know, like, if you could take some in a jar?
Well,
like,
my skin was uber soft after
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to know which kind of dirt you're getting in. If it's like ditch water dirt from fucking people's... Through the drains. You
no,
don't
no,
wanna,
no.
Hey,
it was
you guys
definitely,
were turns in a race.
They created it. They made the whole course.
Yeah,
so it was fresh mud.
Right.
Oh, I love fresh mud.
Yeah.
It was great.
Sorry.
It was great.
Yeah. What about mud wrestling? Have you done that before?
No, but I really want to.
Really?
I would love to do that. If I could set
in
up
a bikini,
can we do that instead of karaoke?
Let me
can
just
I
tell you, I probably,
mud wrestling?
I get so competitive. I get so, we had to do a board game the other night and I fucking, I'm like, I get so competitive.
Really?
I do it.
Did you lose it there?
Oh no, I actually won yeah. it. I was the only one that won. But I'm telling you, I'm like, you need somebody that's deranged to play board games to make that shit fun. You
right.
need somebody that's like all stakes are in. But mud wrestling, I probably would do it, but I'd have to have some more clothing on because, like, you know, boobs bouncing and stuff in mud. Even though Sam would love that, I just said that. I couldn't be like, hey, and then like, blah, 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 like mud everywhere.
No, yes,
like,
of course you could. Listen,
I could not. No.
And mud covers just as much as like a bikini would.
No.
So regardless, like, you're wearing something, it might yeah. be mud.
No, yeah. but it's just the National Geographic effect of it all bouncing with mud.
No,
around.
I'd so do it. I'll
would
sign
you really?
Me up. Let's work it
I
out.
I don't know. I don't know how big you're up here, but I'm rocking some.
No, I'm 34D. I've got some
yeah,
knockers.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I wouldn't want to be, like, flinging that shit around. With
really? You got
yes.
34D?
Look at them.
Mm. So you're just squashing them a little
yeah.
bit. That's what it is.
Well, it's for you, Sam.
Oh,
good
I
morning.
See. Okay.
You're welcome.
You didn't have to put anything
Got it
on.
Out of the way
yeah.
early.
Yeah.
What time is it?
And what size are you? Okay, great. We can move on.
Yeah.
And the show is good. Okay, people. We got her stats. She's ready to wrestle in the mud. Selling tickets. Put it on eBay. Oh, man. That would be funny.
I thought about that, actually. Putting myself on eBay. I wonder how that would work.
Okay.
Putting yourself on eBay.
Yeah.
Like to sell yourself.
Well, listen, you're broke, right?
Right.
You could either be a hooker
right.
or a stripper, or you could put yourself on eBay.
That's true.
eBay sounded like a really good time.
It does.
Well,
sound
our
like
governor,
a good time.
You know, or soon, hopefully, I don't know, hopefully, but she possibly could be governor. I wonder, you know, if she can hook something up for you.
Let's talk to her.
Let's
say, call
hey,
her.
Meg, what do you think about people?
Seriously.
You're like, I got a strong back and I like to mud wrestle.
You'd have to put a whole paragraph on what you're willing to do, though. Because you can't sell yourself as a person and say, because what if a serial killer gets you?
Yeah.
It's like, I just wanted you for your skin.
Did you hear about that chat? Did you guys hear about that chat room? And that dude was like, look, he went to a chat room and was looking. He said, look, I'm looking to eat somebody. It's a thing I'm going to try out. I want somebody to donate themselves.
Really?
I'm a cannibal. I'm looking into cannibalism. I'm not lying. This happened.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he went into a chat room, and one dude volunteered, and he killed him, put him in his freezer, ate off of him for a long time. Then he went back into the chat again and said, hey, I ran out of
meat.
Human. I'm looking
Where
for
did
a new
you
one.
Hear that? The National Enquirer or what?
No, I heard it on the news.
Really?
Yeah. Google it. If I'm wrong, let me know, because that shit happens too. Like sometimes.
Well, no, I'm sure you read it somewhere, but...
Read, probably not. Heard it, yes.
Oh, heard it.
I'm thinking it was the news.
That's disturbing. I can't even deal with
no,
that.
No, I can't handle it
it's
either.
Too early
I
for
can't,
that.
I cannot deal with it either. Here's another crazy thing. You're talking about auctioning yourself off. There's a girl, and I mean, this, as much as I don't agree with this, I totally think she's brilliant from a business standpoint. She... wanted to make money, wanted to pay for college, you know, the whole nine yards type thing. And she auctioned off her virginity. And
oh, I remember
it was
that.
Like over, oh. It was like over right. $1 million. Uh-huh. And she went to like, you know, Nevada or somewhere and took care of business. We should have her on the show and figure out how that went down. But my point is like, you know, these girls doing it for pennies or whatever. And she's like, hell no, we're going to do this. I'm going to be sitting pretty and invest in some stocks.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Why not?
Yeah, I would have never thought of that. Damn it. Probably I would not do it. Can you imagine though that like how like you don't know what you're getting?
I don't know. Sounds like something to make you sore.
You never know what's on the other side of that door. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta be careful. You have to put it down exactly.
Well, I don't need to be careful because
I'm willing to clean.
I'm not gonna look into this.
You know? I'm willing to clean.
You're willing to clean.
I'm more than happy.
Afterwards.
I do not cook.
Okay.
You can have fun with me in the mud. Preferably.
Okay.
But you cannot eat me.
Can't eat you. Eat you out, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Let's be serious.
Okay.
Let's be realistic here. Let's not go overboard.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
So now that we're on the same page. Something like that.
Anything sexual is fine.
Uh-huh. Well, they've got these weird new. I mean.
But if you like to vomit on people, you're out.
No, that's not okay. In your book, huh?
New Craigslist jobs. And then I know the guy that did this business. He's got the maids, the cleaning service.
Oh yeah, the sexy.
No, it's not just sexy. Oh. It's nude with like a little thing, but all your parts pop out, and you got a feather duster.
It doesn't sound very clean.
Well, I don't know. That's what they're going for.
It's not about the cleaning. Yeah.
Right. They give you a feather duster and they say go at it, and you just you know.
If you can clean with your hoo-ha, do you get more money? If you can put the feather duster there?
Ooh. I've never tried to use it as a holder for anything other than, you know, but I've never tried to, like, you know, like, hey, I can't reach that object.
Well, I've shoved it up there before, but I've never actually tried to clean with it. We've already established that you're not a clean individual. It's fine.
That's true. I really wouldn't. But that would be a good kind of job because I really wouldn't be expected to, quote, unquote, clean. You know, they're not really looking to.
I don't clean, but I love to shove things up my hoo-ha. Mm.
You do, huh?
How's that?
Wow. Mm. Sounds good.
Put that on your
eBay. You seem like an adventurous girl to me.
Special
skill.
Put
that on your eBay tagline.
This is going down the drain, people.
I think you'd get a lot of hits on eBay.
Probably. What would the title be, though?
I mean, I say call it like it is. Look, I need to make some cash. People.
Seriously.
I need to make some cash. I'm in that vulnerable place. I'm willing to do stuff that I don't want to talk about later.
Like the homeless people that have the signs. No. They write. They don't say hungry, have kids. They say, just need a beer.
Right. Yeah,
hey, I respect that.
Yeah.
Hey, I respect that.
Honesty is better.
You know, hey, what my buddy John off the 101 Gower, I mean, he's not rocking one tooth in that mouth. And I'm always like, how's business? He's like, it's okay today. It's good. He updates me on business. And
He probably makes over $100 a day.
He tells me how the weather is, and he's good. I give him money because I like him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much that simple. It's like, look, he's honest. He's a lot more cheerful than all the other people here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look, John and I have a connect.
Uh-huh.
We got a connection going.
Wow, that's something to be proud of.
Well, he's a sweet
You
guy.
Do have friends. No
I
wonder
do.
You're the strongest.
I'm trying to tell you, John and I think there's something special for him.
Oh, okay.
No,
you've
cool.
got, you have many moments with him.
I can't talk about all of them on the radio. But no, you know, John's cool. John's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you see him, toss him some cash. Or don't, but just say hi. Ask him how business is doing.
Okay, I'll toss him some cash.
Yeah.
I sometimes do that, though. You know, I mean, I feel bad for them, so I give them cash sometimes.
I struggle with that.
Yeah.
I do.
It's hard, yeah.
Is it one of those you think they're going to go off and snort it, or they're going to go...
Yeah, it's like, you know, feed the habit. Am I an enabler? I don't want to be an enabler.
Right, but you know what? Do it for yourself. Don't do it for them. You know, do it for yourself and let them figure out what to do with the money.
Yeah, and I get that. I wish I had that mentality. Yeah. I was dating a guy who did that.
Yeah.
Every time a crazy would come up, he just, how much do you want? And the guy would say,
you know,
$5, $10 if you have it. So we'd give him two and be like, have a great night. And, you know, he twitches and walks away. Like,
$5, $10. They have no shame.
I don't know. I think it's a very complicated situation. I don't judge anybody for whether they want to give or not. I do think, though, that sometimes I do think, like you said, Sam, I think sometimes giving is more for our sake sometimes, because it allows us to kind of let go of something and to, you know, invest in someone else, even if it's not, you know,
no,
we can't control.
No, it makes you feel good, you know?
We can't necessarily control what they're going to do. And the thing is, we're never going to leave that person knowing whether they are going to be somebody that's going to use it or abuse it. And
it doesn't matter at the end of the day,
yeah, at the end of the day, we're never going to know. And I don't know. And I've heard a lot of different theories on some people give based on, like, if they're elderly or they look like incapable of working or, you know. I'm just kind of like, if I have it, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But when the day my laptop got stolen, my car got broken into, my laptop got stolen, I only left in there 10 minutes. I usually never do that, but the day they fucked me over.
Yeah, we already heard the story.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm walking in, listen, I'm enraged, and I'm walking into the CVS to try to kill a security guard for not being all security guardish that day. And this homeless dude sitting on the ground, he's like, do you have any change? I'm like, I don't have any change. Do you have any change? Because I need some change right now. I just got stolen and robbed. I went off on the homeless dude. I'm like, I could really use some help. Hey, let me borrow that cup. Like, I was, you know, and then I felt bad and gave him a buck.
God.
I was like, I'm sorry,
he's probably like, what
sorry.
The fuck?
Thank you for letting me empty and vent on you. Yeah. I appreciate
then, yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then sorry, I gave him a buck. I'm like, dude, I'm
that
sorry.
That was very nice
rough,
of you to do.
I'm just having a rough day right now. Can I sit next to you?
Seriously.
Can drink all that Pepsi? Can I borrow that sign? Serious, I thought about that one time.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just get some heels and a short dress on. Normal Tuesday for me.
Yeah,
let
there
me
you
just,
go.
Let me just
what's,
sit. Let me stand
what's unusual
next,
about that?
Except for I'll stand next to, you know, good old John. Be like, John, hey, go take a walk for a second.
I'll hold down for it.
I'll hold down the fort. I'll probably get us a little more cash than you did, and I'll give you 10%.
Yeah.
And get a sign going. But I wondered if I get pulled over by the police because looking, you know, like if you look like you're
a hooker. Like a hooker? Is that
well,
what you
not
mean?
Okay. Let's just say like a hot LA girl. Let's say it's all hotted up and everything's in place, but it doesn't look necessarily hookerish, or maybe.
Well, heels and a short skirt.
Hooker has a different. It looks like it doesn't.
You're
match.
Never gonna find a hooker in sweatpants. Let me say that. Let's just say that. So short skirt and heels. I mean, are they platform
okay,
heels?
Okay. What if a girl?
Or are they like? Modest.
Not like goldfish in the heels.
Are they
like,
baby doll heels?
Hell no, not ever do.
Then
doll
they're
doll.
A hooker.
Okay, what about this? What if you had a girl? What if you had a girl?
What does that say about the way Tiara dresses? You're dressing like a whore based on her definition.
I don't take it personal. I know I look good, so that's all that matters. But no, second
you
of
do.
All,
you
thank
do.
You. Second of all, I mean, this is me just rolling out of bed today. I still got it working. I still get a couple cat calls. Yeah, they're from a couple homeless construction people. Whatever. It's still all cats. It goes in the same box. But what I'm gonna say is. What if you had a girl at like an intersection? She's wearing a bikini and she looks all cute and pretty, and she's like holding up a sign, almost like a pageant girl.
In a bikini?
Yeah. What? I'm not.
Wait, is it raining outside or is it?
Hold
is
on.
It hot?
Hear me out. Hear
no,
me
I
out.
No, I was thinking about that too. You
but
know
like, doesn't
mean,
she obviously
make a
doesn't
lot
look?
Money.
She doesn't look. She doesn't look homeless.
Okay.
She doesn't necessarily look like a hooker. She looks like somebody that's probably going to be a hot girl in a music video or something. But it looks very planted and very formulaic. It looks like it's very intentional. I'm wondering if. She'd probably break. She'd probably have like a traffic jam already and have all
right.
this money.
Oh,
and
definitely.
I'm wondering if the police would do something. Because I've been thinking about that.
I would say eventually.
I'm thinking about how to get more.
Let's get serious here. It's a recession, people. No, I think you're right.
Do you think the cops would?
Eventually, yes, of course.
But
I mean, especially if there was a traffic jam.
Okay, forget the traffic jam. Let's just give it. I'll be like.
Forget the traffic.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because even those homeless people, it's not legal for them to do this. But they,
panhandling
the police
is
turns
not illegal, is it?
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I think it is okay here. I know
but,
in New
but
York
I don't know
you
on the off ramp though, because it interferes with the traffic.
Okay, let's
know?
Say a nice cozy little spot in a median somewhere. Okay, a nice place where everybody has to stop at a stop sign. There you go. Boom. They have to stop anyway.
No matter what.
And let's say you're just standing there and, you know, you got a grid fake tan on and a glow going and you got that cool bathing suit on and you're like, hey, well, you know, I can't pay my fucking bills this month. Boom. And you got a sign and you got a bowl.
Right.
Do you think
can
that,
we do it?
Do you want it and then film
yeah,
it?
Got it. I
try
mean,
and do it.
You know,
yeah.
and here's the question then. What about the weather? Because I'm not going to stand in a bikini right now.
Not right now. But
actually,
let's put
well,
a
how bad
let's
do you need the money? How bad do we need it? Let's be serious here. Let's work this out. Grab
it's,
a piece of paper.
It's more what I want to understand the legality of it. Like if you have like a dude with a scraggly beard and drool and a fish in his beard and he's like, give me some change. And then you've got a girl that's like the dollars are just flying and she's holding the sign. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that would be really weird legally how to like
listen,
go about
I would
it.
Give it a broad
be.
Like
it's
that
very
money.
Unusual.
I would. Yeah, yeah, because it's like you got balls. Like, well, hopefully not. That would be actually I'd give her money too. Forget it. You have a bikini on and you have balls.
Yeah, I
and
wonder
your bra.
I just wonder how that would all go down, you know.
S3Bs. Bikini balls and a broad.
I don't know, yeah. Guys. If I
You'd
do it, I'll film it.
It caused too much commotion. I think they would arrest you or something.
Did you see the story about the band? There was a band that did the...
Yes, my friend got stuck in that.
Yeah, on the 101.
Right.
They just did the concert in the middle of the 101.
Right, and they blocked like three lanes
with
the
van. Yeah, so they got... Idiots, but brilliant.
Right.
They got arrested. So that's the worst case scenario. You're on the side of the street. You got this bikini on. You're making a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you get arrested. Yeah. Worst case scenario.
I don't really want to get arrested. That's a pretty
worst
big worst
case scenario.
How does it work in jail too for that? Like how?
Oh,
long
I know. I know all about it. It's horrible.
Have you been to jail?
All the time.
Tell us about it. What happened?
Really?
It's really.
You seem like a troublemaker to me.
No, have you really? What? Have you really been to jail or are you just playing? Have you really? Have you really?
Typecast.
Been to jail?
How rude.
I'm kidding.
What? Did you really go to jail?
Yes, I've been in jail.
What the heck?
It's not easy, people.
Why did you go? You need a vacation?
You want to know seriously?
Yeah, I do want to know.
DUI.
Oh, okay. So DUI.
But I had one beer.
Oh, really?
Yep. Inhalers. Never have asthma and drive.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have asthma?
I do. No, I just randomly like to take inhalers. No, yes, I do have asthma.
Oh, I thought you meant like the inhalers they make you breathe into and then the...
No, that's a breathalyzer.
Never mind. Thank you.
But yes.
Okay.
Those are what screwed me, ultimately.
So you had a beer and then you used your inhaler.
Well, I'd been using my inhaler all day.
And so what is that combination? How does that make you over?
Well, me being Lauren thinking, oh, I've got one beer and I'm Irish. I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could drink a bottle of wine and drive. Just kidding. Mom. God, my mom's not listening. And so I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and turned out it wasn't fine.
Yeah.
All the breathalyzers were wrong and it's a big thing and it's hard to deal with. But yeah, jail's awful. Yeah. Don't do
how
it.
Long were you, or how long were you in jail?
Imagine.
10 and a half hours.
So what was, 10 and a half hours?
That half hour counts.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a little kid and you're like 4 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a long time. So
no,
I mean,
it's horrible.
So what happened? I mean, how was it? Were you in a cell by yourself?
Well, first of all, I was sober. So it was more horrible than anything. Mm-hmm. I think if you were wasted, it'd be okay to deal with.
Yeah, you kind of sleep it off.
But you see all the other people in there and you quickly get perspective.
Like, right, yeah.
I belong here or I don't.
Sobers you up quickly.
Well, one beer.
Did somebody try
you
to
gotta
start
work
shit?
To get sober off one beer, then maybe you shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah.
What?
Did you have to, did anybody start a damn fight with you or anything?
Are you kidding? I'm ruthless. No. Thank goodness.
No. But no, I'm just saying, though, they don't know that you're ruthless. So maybe
I should have told them I'm totally into mud wrestling.
You should have listened, bitch.
That'd been scary.
I got a vomiting issue. Do not get near me. No, so you were in there. So nobody started anything with you. So it was just like the crowd. You're like,
it was just horrible. Listen, there's nothing good about this place. There's nothing good.
Right.
And automatically you're there. And so you're looked at like a piece of scum.
Yeah, it's like demeaning. And
I think that's the worst part.
Right.
I mean, you've got... You know, officers who are just coming onto their shift and they're treating you like dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, being sober, knowing I didn't belong there, it was, you know,
terrible.
How do you argue it?
Yeah.
Did it occur to you that it was the inhaler and you, or
no? Well, no. Okay. To be honest with you, I thought, how is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
How is this happening? You know, they originally brought me in because it was inconclusive, all the breathalyzers they gave me on the field,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. You know, I said, okay, bring me in. It's fine to do the big breathalyzer. But no, it wasn't until I got home, actually, the next day.
Were you able to get it dropped?
No, it's working on it.
Oh, okay.
We've got it working. But
wow, that's just crazy, huh?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The worst part is I am nervous to take my inhaler now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
California needs money. DUIs are not a joke. Just do not do it. I mean, one beer, people. Don't do it.
Or, you know, just write him a letter and say, because of you, I almost die every day because I don't take my inhaler. I'm afraid.
Well, that's why I'm fighting it. That's why I'm fighting it. Because at the end of the day, I'm nervous to take a medication that I need now.
Right.
And it's like, so if I get pulled over and now that I have a DUI, well, it's in process, but God forbid, you know, I end up losing the case.
Right.
If I get pulled over and I haven't had any alcohol, but I'll ask for a blood test at this point, but... You know, your SOL.
Isn't there there is a protocol where you can deny the breathalyzer and then have...
Yes. If I had known, I would have said right off the bat, give me a blood test. Because there's no way in God's green earth one beer is going to do or show up anything. I'm 5'9".
No, there's no way it's going to. No.
But I didn't know. I mean, I'm not... I'm not a crazy person.
Yeah, you don't know all the laws because you need to like cover your ass. You're like, yeah, whatever. So I was told by a friend of mine that's a lawyer. I'm not sure if this is accurate, but that you should always, unless you haven't drank at all, but they said you should always deny the breathalyzer, have them take you in. Because once they do the breathalyzer, it's something about cataloging that information,
mm-hmm.
and that you should wait for them to get you to the station and sober up a little bit.
Yeah, it buys you
sober
time.
Sober up some time, but they did say if you deny the breathalyzer and then the sobriety test, that there's another thing. I guess it's the blood test.
It's horrible. I gotta tell you guys, it's just not worth it.
Yeah,
don't get into it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But it ruins it for me.
Right.
Listen, I like to drink.
Right.
And now if I'm driving somewhere, uh-huh. I can't even have a beer.
Right.
It ruined it for me.
Yeah.
I was sober for a good 3.5 weeks.
Mm.
3.5.
Mm.
Yeah. Wednesday, I decided to have wine.
Wow. So you just got to get friends to cart you around now or do the cab thing, huh?
Yeah.
And this is LA, so it's hard to like, it's hard to
shove our legs. I walk everywhere. Chevrolet legs.
So in your area, though, you can kind of walk around a little bit, huh?
Well, I walk to work, thank God.
But if you want to go grab a drink or something.
Or I walk to the Starbucks.
Tell them something.
Actually, there's a bar right there, too.
Which one? Oh, the L Bar.
L Bar.
Yeah. L Bar, yeah.
So I'm good.
There you go. You're set.
Just going to stay there.
Yeah, just live where all the bars
are. You
are
set. Now, do you live alone or do you have a roommate?
No, I have a cat.
Okay.
We'll count her.
Yeah, we'll count her. What's her name?
Freckles.
Oh, cute.
She has freckles too.
So cute.
My little teammate.
Now, are you dating anybody?
I hate cats. Oh. Is that weird that I have a cat and I hate cats?
I hate cats too.
I'm a dog person.
It is very
weird.
Why
do you have a cat?
Because they were going to bring her to the pound.
Uh huh.
And they said, do you want a cat? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we're bringing him to the pound tomorrow. And Freckles sticks her little bobbly little head out. And I went, okay, I'll take one, but only if it's that one, because uh-huh. she's just uber cute.
Aww.
And a guy said, no, I claimed her. Uh-huh. And I said, well, then I don't want one.
Right.
She's going to take her. Just let her take her. And so I did. And uh-huh. then she was my teammate.
Wow.
Sweet.
She's been everywhere.
That's
New York.
Cool.
Wow.
Here, up north, everywhere.
Really? Wow. So you've had her a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 9 years.
So are you dating anybody?
Everybody.
You're dating everybody.
I'm dating everybody. No, nobody. Yeah.
Nobody.
I mean, I date around.
Uh-huh.
I whore around a little
bit. When was the last time you had a relationship?
A few months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe like when I first moved out here.
Yeah.
I moved out here. I had a boyfriend, and then I moved out here. So it ended.
That's very well put.
Isn't that weird?
Did he come down here with you? Or
no.
You met him here?
He was here, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long were you all together when you first moved here?
Well, it was a very complicated on again, off again, off again when I was in New York kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Any friends with benefits, booty calls, things like that?
God, I wish.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested, I am on
Facebook. I have a Facebook, yeah. Facebook's like not just a social network. It's become like the everything network.
It is. But I don't have anything on there as far as relationship status or anything.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I think that's cheesy. Plus, what if I'm in like a really great relationship?
Right.
Which is definitely a possibility.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to let people know.
Right.
You know? I've never done. I've dated people. I've never changed my status, but I expect them to change their status.
Isn't that? That's a woman thing.
I think it's kind of like, look, I'm an entertainer, so my stuff has to stay a certain. It needs to stay a certain tone. But you need to let those heifers know you are taking shit. You know, because the girls be boop 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 boop, like they're trying to, you know, they're like they're bebopping to his status.
There goes the possessiveness.
Yeah.
It's more just like, you know, why doesn't he want to claim that? Like, he understands why I'm not doing it, but why does he not
but
want
are
to?
You really doing it because of that?
Well, we broke up, girl, so you know, hey,
so forget it, hey.
It ain't no big deal, ain't nothing but a thing. But I think that's an interesting sign if the guy's not, this is the girl I'm dating. Like, I don't mean being annoying about it, but like he should want to.
I don't think, you know, I would want someone to be in a relationship with Lauren Kelly. I don't think I would want someone to put that on the social network.
That's freaking funny.
Why? What's the point? I mean, I wouldn't want someone to say, totally interested, single, looking for, you know, hoo-ha.
Right, right.
I never even paid attention
to that. And I love it doggy
style.
I'd be angry.
I've never paid attention to that part of people's status as far as, like, I guess you can write.
I have, because I think it's hilarious when people put, I'm single. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
God, I need to know what mine
is.
I think there's a default. There's a default, though. There's some default
shit. No,
no,
girl.
You can hide that.
Yep.
No, because I don't even know what mine says. Does mine say single?
I don't think
I don't
so.
Remember even
I don't know, but I'm
going to
look now.
You better fucking look, because I don't know. I don't know what it says, because I don't remember adjusting any of that stuff.
Right.
I don't remember. But they also had my freaking phone number, too, so I had to, like, get rid of that. Do you know that? They have your phone number.
No. I don't have it. I don't have anything on.
Not if you don't give it to them, Kira.
I don't have anything on there that could get me in trouble at some point in my
life. Have you you changed all your privacy settings?
Oh, I'm private.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because, you know, people are crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't need ex-boyfriends coming back, because they always come back, P.S.
Really?
Why do they do that? Sam, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do ex-boyfriends come back?
How the hell do I know? I've never been an ex-boyfriend. No, I'm kidding.
Never?
Wow.
Like, the one man, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no.
He met a childhood friend.
No, but I don't go back. I don't go back. I don't know. So I can't answer
that. You've never
that.
Gone back to an ex-lover or anyone who you've ever dated and then been lonely
no,
when I called
stayed,
them?
No.
Even called?
No.
Even an email?
Yeah, well, maybe,
okay.
You know.
Then you went back.
Maybe.
Listen, an email, a text, I don't care.
No,
what
I think
no,
you're right.
Really,
I think it's more like,
if
you know
I
what?
Did, it was like a mutual thing, maybe, you know, but not.
I think they can
know.
Tell
well,
that you're
if
probably.
You started it.
No.
If you did it, listen, if you did it, you did it. Uh-huh. Sam, you're not the only one.
I think they can tell if you're happy and you've moved on. They just want to call at that particular moment and to jack everything up. They're like, I think she's probably moved on at this point. Let me give her a call.
No, there's definitely a universal memo that goes out.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how. Or anything, but God forbid I'm dating the hottest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
your ex-boyfriend
there's a memo. It's got to go through an email or something that he gets. Lauren has moved on, and boy, is he hot.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
it's happening to me right now as we speak. I've been getting some crazy texts, and I'm like, don't respond.
Right.
Don't respond.
Right.
Don't respond. I don't even say the person's number, but it's like, I think I can block the number. I think I might do that. But
or just label them as do not answer. I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Or douchebag. Douchebag works.
Yeah. I'm like, just don't respond, don't respond, don't respond.
Listen, it's over, it's over. Move on.
All right.
I'm over.
Well, we're out of time. Lauren Kelly.
Yes.
Sounds like a movie star.
Thank you.
You definitely have the name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So my dad gave me something.
There you go. Woo-woo. You know, so just keep pursuing
woo-woo.
It, you know.
Thank you, you
so
guys.
So thank you so much for joining us. You're
definitely.
A lot of fun. All the best. And Kira, thank you so much.
Sam.
And we'll
and
see you.
And Kira, I was actually there.
Yeah, Kira. Kira, come on. Wake up. Wake up. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.